Catfish Boys, third episode, first season, made on August 26, 1971. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you the Fish Boys?
We sure are, boy.
We sure are. Well, my master, he sent me here, my employer, he sent me here to employ you. That's funny, isn't it? Oh, wow, you talk to him, I get me sick.
Green in our eyes, boy.
Oh, green, green, what's green?
What is green?
Oh, you're so funny. Money. Well, here's $100 if you'll take the case.
Wow.
Depend on the case. We're not crooked, you know.
Give me that $100.
Wait.
Ooh, you rip it out, boy, you bastard. Give us another $100, boy.
I don't have money to throw around like that.
That's all right. We take your case. We take it back together.
Oh, thank you. Don't you care to know what it is?
Well, you may as well tell us, boy.
Well, my employer's son has been kidnapped. And so he told me, he said, Fredericks, you find the lowest budget detectives you can and go to them and then have them take the case. And I'm afraid you'll have to come to London, where my employer is.
You call us low budget, boy?
Well, that's you're as low as they come. Ooh, damn fighting words, boy.
I see you wish to avoid a scandal by having unknown detectives, eh? Not some big guy like Joe Mannix.
Well, I see you grasp the situation immediately. You live up to your reputation. Well, we ain't got no reputation, boy.
Greg Stroud takes all the credit, boy.
I know. Whenever we take a case, he always takes the credit. Yes, but...
He don't come along this time, boy.
Why can he come along? Greg Stroud's a New York detective. Now, we might run to Les Stroud, but not Greg Stroud.
Well, you never can tell, boy.
Smith Productions presents... Sam and Jack Wilson in The Fish Boy. Produced by Bob Triangle. Tonight's episode, You Never Can Tell.
That was a nice ride we had over here on that second-class plane, what?
Tourist class.
I know. We was in the luggage room.
Sure enough, we can't afford nothing here. He pay you, yeah, but he didn't want to spend any more.
Cheap bastard, ain't he, boy?
He gave us $100, boy.
Why, where's that secretary fella of his, boy?
Oh, he's riding up in first class, boy.
That bastard?
He was. I don't know what happened to him. I think he rode off in the limousine. He told me to get a taxi, boy.
Wow, okay. Call that fella over there, boy.
Oh, you call him. I'm too lazy. I gotta go bathroom, boy.
Why, no. We gotta act English, boy.
Oh, all right, go right ahead.
Spit that gum out of your mouth, boy. Oh, spit that gum out of your mouth, boy. Oh, he spit it in my eye, boy. Anyway, let's call a taxi. Oh, taxi, taxi. Ooh, notice how English that sound.
Oh, you don't know,
boy. Why?
Pip, and all that chap. Will.
Oh, where? Here come a taxi, boy.
And at the mansion.
Ah, I see you boys have arrived. At last.
Why? Who are you, boy?
Me? I am Joe Evil.
Why, Phil, boy?
That's my father's name. Evil.
My name? How's that spelled, boy?
I am spelled E-V-I-L-L-E. Evil.
Oh, that name sounded pretty ominous when I first heard it, boy.
Is that very ominous, boy? Said I.
You got one of them handlebar mustaches, boy.
Yes, still that one. He's a very ominous looking bastard. What are you saying?
Why? Why, who are you, boy? Are you the fellow who hired us?
No, that is my father! Oh, you have to go see him.
Why, where is he, boy?
Up those stairs and watch the 13th step.
Ooh, we watch it, boy.
I think that bastard's crazy, boy.
I know, I think he's the stepson, boy.
Ooh, I think so too, boy.
Well, let's climb up these stairs, boy. Watch out, boy. 13th one.
Ooh, well, that's 13th one. We passed it by safely, boy.
Yeah, that bastard must have been crazy, boy.
Yeah, boy, I don't know what was...
Ray, I guess he's harmless enough, boy.
Oh, no.
Wait, here's the study, boy. It says, fish boys, please enter.
Oh, nice study, boy. Open the door.
Why, we so vulgar, boy, we didn't come in without knocking.
Oh, that makes sense, boy.
Oh, hello, you are the fish boys,
Why, that's my accent,
boy. Who are you, boy?
You got some confession, Mr. Evil?
Yeah, I didn't call you here for... My name isn't Evil, my stepson's name is Evil. My name is, John B. Good. You might have heard of me. Good, that's spelled G-O-O-D-D-E.
Oh, I never heard you, Mr. Goody.
Oh, good humor, boy.
Goody Gumdabs, will.
I can see why you boys are so low budget.
Now, you tell us about this son of yours, boy.
Well, my son... You see, my stepson is very jealous of my son, and I've been worried that he might have had something to do with my son's kidnapping.
I don't think so, boy. Seems like a nasty enough fella.
Yeah, I quite agree. Well, boys, my son will be dead by tomorrow unless you do something! The fish boys.
Well, now, how did it all happen?
Well, here's the note, boys. I have it here somewhere on my desk. Here it is. I'm very, very nervous. You can read it.
Why, look at this man.
What would it say?
Look at this man, huh?
I'm looking at it. What would it say?
It say, Mr. Good. It says, Dear Mr. Good, if you do not... Why, what shall I read this? Say, Dear Mr. Good, if you do not give us the sum of $5 million... by Wednesday of the 28th, your son will be dead as hell.
It also, why, you left out the P.S., boy. Give the money to Joe Evil. He'll bring it to us.
Why? They must be using him.
Yeah. Sure enough, they must be using him as an emissary, boy.
Do you worry, Mr. Good? We have your son back in some time.
Why, who was the last one to see your son before he was kidnapped, boy?
Why, I believe it was, Joey.
Oh, would that be Joe Evil, boy?
We also like to question, the mother, boy.
Your
wife, bastard.
I'm afraid my wife, upon hearing the news, ran away with another man.
Why, that's your second wife, right, boy?
Yes.
Your first wife begat your son... What's the name of your son, anyway, the one who was kidnapped, boy?
It was Frederick, darling little Frederick. Oh, how I miss him. Oh, I miss him! I'd like to kill the bastard who took him from me.
Oh, I don't get mad, boy.
Oh, you Frederick, hit my eye, boy.
Frederick's was the name of your servant, boy, wasn't it? The guy who you sent to
Yes.
Get.
Yes, we named my son after my servant. Because he's been with us so long. He's been with us since I was just a young lad of two. Why didn't he look that old, boy?
Oh, his loyalty is beyond question, right, boy?
Certainly. Of course. Fredericks, he couldn't have done such a thing. Why, I think I put him top on my suspect list, boy.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Because, you see, maybe he's become discontented because he's been with you so long and you taken all his possibilities away.
It's just like the story of the ancient catfish, boy.
Oh, you got another ancient madness story, eh? Go ahead, boy.
Yeah, boy, it's the story of the cat who lived among fish. Until finally the cat got sick of living among the fish and ate them all up, boy.
Ooh, then I guess the butler's our man, eh?
Yeah, boy. You see, in this analogy, the butler would be like the cat who was sick of living among those richer than him, boy.
Ooh, that's good logic, dear. So we better go arrest that guy.
Sure enough.
Now, wait a minute. Frederickson, dude, you have no evidence. That's right, boy. We haven't gotten the slightest bit of proof, boy. Negligible proof, as Holmes would say.
Well, let's go downstairs and question up somebody.
All right. We gonna give him a question up.
And the fish boys go downstairs. And as they travel down the stairs, they see...
Why, look! Good Lord! It's Greg Strahd!
The fish boy.
Hello, the fish boys. How are you today? I see that you are here, as I thought you would be. But it is still very surprising, even though I knew you would be here.
Why, Greg Strahd, you followed us, bastard, do you?
I thought I came here to do some trout fishing.
Oh, I see. With no fishing pole, eh, boy?
Look, you. What are you doing here anyway? I was called in by Mr. Good.
Wow, I thought something's wrong here, boy. He said, Mr. Good, boy. What did he sound like? Did he sound like an old man?
I know, Mr. Good. He sounded very young and very crazy like.
Wow.
I didn't know it like that here, boy.
I think I have it, boy.
The butler? Yeah, the butler did. He imitated Joey Vol to throw suspicion on him, boy.
No.
What?
It couldn't have been Joe Evil, could it, boy?
No, of course not. That's why I said the butler, boy.
Yeah, boy.
He's the only one. He wants Joe Evil to get in trouble.
Well, let's ring this bell.
Then why would he call Greg Strahd here?
Oh, I don't know where that's with trouble, boy.
What?
Let's go get a bell, boy. Anyway,
ring the buzzer, boy.
Buzzer, boy.
Why, let's bring the butler here, boy.
You rang, sir?
Wow, butler, boy. Wow, you Fredericks, ain't you?
That's quite right.
Why?
I'm the master's butler, secretary, and man around the town.
Why? Well, look here, boy.
I would like to know why I was calling in here, please. They say, come in, you will find out something you would like to know, Mr. Greg Strahd.
Well, now you wait a minute, Greg Strahd. Manhattan thinks that this butler imitated Joe Evil's voice. Is it true, Mr. Fredericks?
Now, why would I imitate Joe Evil's voice? Why couldn't it be Joe Evil? That sweet fellow.
He's too mad, boy.
Yeah, he's also too insane. Why would he call in Greg Strahd, boy?
So it must have been you, boy. Greg Strahd booked this butler on a charge of suspicious.
Why, what do you mean?
Or any charge you can think of, boy.
What are you talking about? You are somewhat crazy yourself, the fish.
Listen, Greg Strahd, you just booked this butler bastard.
I will have to have more proof, as you call it.
Listen, boy. Yeah, we take it. You can take it on our fish boy's word of honor, right, man?
I came from upstairs, boy.
Let's run up here.
Quick, let's go.
Question the door, boy. Use your head, boy.
You busted it in, boy. And look, underneath the door. Wow, it's Mr. Goody, boy.
Oh, my God, he's been squashed, boy. And he slid him under the door.
God, Mr. Goody, who done this to you? Joe R. Now, who do you know by the name of Joe R, boy?
I don't know, boy. We have to find out. Let's ask his...
The butler! Let us ask him!
Oh, good idea, man, Greg Strahd.
But why would anyone want to murder him? Want to murder Mr. Goody, boy? He's so good and nice.
I know, boy. Well, let's
look on his papers. Papers in his desk. Fish boys, I think I have found something.
What is it, Greg? Greg Strahd?
please, you American pig, be quiet. I think I found out why he was murdered.
It seems he did not pay the money on time, so he was murdered.
How you know that, Gridstrand?
Because there's a note right here that says, you did not pay up, so you must die.
Why? He must have written a note before he killed him, boy.
Yeah, the butler must have done it. After he came down, he killed him, and then he came down to see us. That doesn't make no sense.
I know, boy, especially we were talking to him when we heard the scream, boy.
Yeah, so how could he have done it?
Why?
Very simply, boys! You see, I did it.
Joe Evil, boy!
The Fish Boys. So, Joe Evil, you're the one behind all this.
It surprised us intensely, boy. But now that
indeed, Bob, but I knew it all along,
boy. Yeah, boy, Greg Stroud, we was just trying to throw you off the track, right?
Yeah, so you wouldn't take the credit again.
Wait a minute, huh? I killed my stepfather because he didn't pay him time. And then I killed his son because that bastard always called me crazy. But anyone can see I'm not crazy.
So, Joe Evil, well,
you killed his son. Are you sure about that?
Why, I should know. I shot him. I shot him through the eyes.
Are you sure? Look behind you.
Wow, that was a neat old trick, boy. Well, Fish Boys, you did a good job again, as usual, and I shall take all the credit.
We did a good job. Both of them guys was murdered, boy.
Yes, but I shall get the credit for apprehending the murderer. Thank you again, Fish Boys. While we still be unknowns, boy.
Well, you never can tell.
Well.
The Fish Boys. Starring Sam and Jack Wilson as the Fish Boys. With John Fleming as Greg Starr. Robert H. Holmes as Good. Philip Frankenheimer as Evil. And Tom Soder as Frederick. Written by Smiling Sam Phillips. Directed by Jack Rosen. Copyright 1971 by Smith Productions Incorporated. The Fish Boys, an LA presentation.